interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
You want some knuckleheads? How about the armored truck crew who forgot to secure the back doors of their vehicle and money began flying out the back and onto the freeway? This was on I-5 in Carlsbad, California, Friday morning. Around 9 o'clock, bills were going everywhere, and people were pulling their cars over and grabbing whatever they could. You should see the footage of this.
You don't notice that when you're driving?
It is like that game. There was an old game show or some kind of cash grab thing where people are running around and just grabbing arms full of cash and screaming for joy.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing them with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
Getting along. Well, yeah, maybe they weren't fighting over the bills because there were plenty of bills blowing all over.
Get your hands off of my stack.
Yeah, blowing all over I-5. Authorities are demanding that anyone who has that cash return it. The exact amount of money spilled is unknown. The estimates are in the thousands, but there is video of these people grabbing this stuff. Now, they have some facial video of faces. I don't know if they have license plates of the people who pulled over and started grabbing cash.
I got a bizarre scene that played out in the middle of the road Saturday night in Kansas City, John. A man and a wife were driving down the road when a guy throws a bowling ball in front of their car. The bowling ball gets stuck under the car. This is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Kansas City. The ball becomes lodged under the car, says the police spokesman. They say they stopped, and the husband, got out of the car and crawled under the vehicle to remove the bowling ball. That's when the guy who threw the bowling ball approached the vehicle and tried to grab the 25-year-old woman's purse. I mean, this is the weirdest purse-snatching deal in the world. He throws a bowling ball at the car stops, and then he runs over to try and steal the purse. Well, meanwhile, the husband's underneath the car trying to get the bowling ball wedged out from under there. And during the fight over the purse, she steps on the gas, goes over the husband, and then puts the car in reverse and rolls back over him a second time. The man taken to the hospital in critical condition, and the guy that threw the bowling ball turned himself into police.
Man, weaponizing a bowling ball. All right, and she got the wrong car. Yeah, she got the wrong car. She had the wrong guy, too, at one point. The woman who was cheated on by Mike. Mike's a cheater.
He is.
Cheated on this woman, and she's just not going to let that go. This woman in Washington, D.C., decided to get some revenge on Mike and spray paint. Mike is a cheater. It was either Mike's SUV or Mike's new girlfriend's SUV. That was the intention. However, the girl who got cheated on did the spray painting on the wrong SUV, because a woman who lives in D.C. woke up last week and found Mike is a cheater across her red SUV in black spray paint. And she said, I
don't know,
I'm not
Mike.
Dating anyone named Mike. I don't even know anyone named Mike. She says the hood and the sides of her car were spray painted, as well as the license plates and the front and back windshields.
Someone's been listening to Carrie Underwood too much.
Side mirrors got all busted off. And maybe. Isn't Carrie Underwood married to a Mike?
Yes,
I think that hockey player.
Yeah, Mike
is,
Fisher.
Mike Fisher. Well, that's the right Mike for her, but this was the wrong Mike for the spray painter.